So what's the worst trouble your dog ever got you into? It's 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly in a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this involves arson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your dog set fire to your house, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. Oh, I bet he didn't mean to.
You know what? 12 out of 10. Still
12 out of 10 on a good pupper scale, for sure.
He was trying his hardest. So, yeah, prime suspect is the family dog. Security camera footage in this house in Colorado shows the dog kind of popping up onto the stove to investigate some boxes that were left there.
Yep, there might be some tasty treats up there.
Accidentally turned on the stove.
Oopies.
The stove heated up and lit the boxes on fire.
Oh, gosh. What a freak accident.
Right? So
from a dog doing dog things.
Right. Just doing dog things. Like, fire department arrived. The person that was there at the house was able to actually extinguish the fire before they got there. Thankfully, no one was actually hurt. And
good. That's good news.
Yeah. And fire officials kind of shared the Ring camera footage, or you know, there was some security camera footage that showed it all go down. Like, the dog investigate, turn on the burners heating up.
They know exactly what happened.
Yeah. Once they started investigating, they figured it out pretty much right away. And they said they serves as a reminder to make sure, you know, all your combustibles are not on the stovetop.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of crazy, right? So with that in mind, what's the craziest? What's the worst trouble your dog got you into just being a dog? You know, I know trouble was, yeah, I guess maybe a little bit of trouble, but I've said on the show before, my dad's dog ate my sister's underwear.
Yeah. Oh.
Got it kind of stuck in its intestines.
It's kind of twisted.
Yeah, $3,000 later. Found out that my sister wore G-string underwear.
Oh, so boy.
There's that.
Oh, that is how he learned she wore a thong.
Yeah, exactly. That's how he learned.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Exactly. So want to hear your stories. What's the worst trouble your dog or your animal got you into? All right. We'll start with Lisa, and then we got a few more to get to here in a little bit. Lisa says, not my current pet, but years and years ago, my dog got out and ran through all the neighbors' yards, stole bathing suits, stole food, stole clothing, stole decorations, stole other pets, stole a gardening hose, stole a purse, stole a shoe, and countless other little things in the span of one night.
What a run.
He even got another dog like, hey, come on, bud. Let's do this.
Let's go. Let's do it. We're living our best lives.
Lisa said the next day, all the neighbors were wondering what went through their backyards and destroyed their property. I couldn't really hide that it was my dog since the trail of destruction literally led right to my house.
Oh.
I had a lot of explaining to do after that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fantastic.
I'm really glad I got a troop of lazy small dogs that can't jump on counters and don't run all over the neighborhood and steal stuff.
Yeah, that'll make you appreciate the dogs that you have, that's for sure.
I love my couch potatoes.
All right, so let's hear your stories, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll get to your stories coming up here next.